If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Hudson in South Korea is. Hudson, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
What time is it in South Korea? What day is it?
Like 11. 11, and it's a day later than the U.S.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. What is, like, the best kind of food to eat in South Korea, would you say?
Oh, it's all super good, but I love the kimchi. That's really my vibe.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, Hudson's ready to go, Steve, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Hudson will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Finish this nursery rhyme. It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is what?
Storing.
Yes. In what decade did the Gorge Amphitheater host its first concert?
The 70s?
No.
80s?
Yes. What large reptile was popularized by Steve Irwin?
Large reptile. Snapping turtle?
No.
Alligator?
No.
Crocodile?
Yeah, there it is. What country is home to Banff National Park?
Banff. Utah?
No.
Wyoming?
No.
Banff.
Want to skip?
Montana?
Nope, not Montana. Who directed Eyes Wide Shut and The Shining?
Stanley Kubrick.
Yes. The house that Ruth built is the name for what ballpark?
Skip.
The 3 gold balls are the universal symbol for what type of business?
Pawn shop?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Hudson.
Hooray.
Not bad. Welcome back, Migsy.
Oh, it's good to be back, T-Dog.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Finish this nursery rhyme.
Oh, gosh.
It's raining, it's pouring, the old man is what?
Snoring.
Yes. In what decade did the Gorge Amphitheater host its first concert?
Ooh, I don't know. 70s?
No.
60s?
No.
80s?
Yes. What large reptile was popularized by Steve Irwin?
A crocodile.
Yeah.
Crikey.
What country is home to Banff National Park?
What country?
Yeah.
Is it the United States of America?
No.
I don't know, Banff. Mexico?
No.
Yugoslavia?
No. Who directed Eyes Wide Shut and The Shining?
Oh, Stephen King?
No.
Stanley Kubrick?
There it is. The house that Ruth built is the nickname for what ballpark?
Yankee Stadium.
That's right. 3 gold balls are the universal symbol for what type of business?
3 gold balls?
3 gold balls.
Would that be Vivid?
No.
What kind of business is 3 gold balls? I don't know. McDonald's.
No.
Pass.
Which religion has the most gods?
Ooh, is that Buddhism?
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, and that is a tie.
Yeah.
5-5. Good work, Hudson.
Thank you.
Enjoy your kimchi.
Yeah. Well, let's go through this. Banff National Park, neither of you knew that it is in Canada.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
And our friend did know that 3 gold balls are the universal symbol for pawn shop.
Is that like just a pawn shop in general?
Yeah, pawn shop. They have 3 gold balls outside.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the religion that has the most gods is Hinduism.
Hinduism, okay.
Nice work, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
The return of Live Night is on the calendar Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino.
Ooh, get right into Valentine's Day with a little Live Night action.
Have you seen those hotel rooms, Steve Migs?
Yes, I have.
They're very nice.
The spa's very nice. The hot tub's nice. And what perfect way to go into Valentine's Day by getting a little yachty and naughty.
That's the theme.
I'm sorry. That just sounds terrible.
It's going to be so great. We're going to be live at 7 o'clock. The men's room will be live from 9 until 10:30. And tickets are on sale right now.
And if you've never been to a live night, it is a blast. It's a full-on just, I mean, it's just some of the sound effects are done live. We're going to be doing everything live as well. You never know who's going to show up as well. And the music's all done live, too.
Anything that could go wrong may go wrong. So you're going to want to see that in the flesh. So get your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Cops in Florida were in the process of booking a 51-year-old guy into jail when they put him through one of those x-ray machines and they found that he was smuggling something. Here is Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd talking about it.
Now, before you hear Grady, have you heard him describe what happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys are in for a ride. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
So we put everybody through a body scanner to make sure that they're not trying to bring guns and knives and drugs into the jail. Well, you might have thought Walter was bringing drugs into the jail. He brought a thermos into the jail. He put it up the exit ramp.
No! Whoa!
I've never heard it called that. The exit ramp. For some reason, that seems like the most professional way you could say something like this.
Yes.
He put it up the exit ramp. He said, well, I put that inside my body 24 hours earlier. The deputy saved his life.
But was it still warm?
Oh, I don't want to know.
I don't.
He put it up the exit ramp.
And what was in the thermos? Were there drugs in there or was there soup?
It was soup.
Or was there
soup.
Nothing? He just wanted a good cup when he got in there.
Hey, guys, who wants coffee?
Quality.
Where'd you get that coffee from? Well, the...
He put it up the exit ramp.
It's a new coffee place called The Exit Ramp.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a fantastic chat happening online where people are listing out some of the things that they just don't get the appeal of at all. Some of the examples.
Okay.
Social places where the music is too loud to talk to anyone.
Yeah, how dare they?
Or.
I do hate that when you're trying to have a conversation like, oh my goodness, like it's not like a concert. It's not even a club. It's just a bar. And like their touch tunes is like just being blasted. And you're like, okay, we could tone it down a little bit.
Talking to my good ear. Yeah. Another one that was listed out, Taylor Swift. Can't say I agree with that one. Many shared, though, what they don't get the appeal of, and we want to kind of see how we feel about this, so let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of the ones that were put on that people suggested. I want to see if we agree with them or not. So really, there was no rhyme or reason for who we got to read it. I just always love hearing Morgan Freeman. So yes. We have Robot Morgan Freeman reading some of these comments and things that people don't get the appeal of. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we're on board with this person.
People buy something just because it is an expensive brand or a celebrity's company. It's not a flex. It's a joke.
Yeah, I've never really been someone that like buys something because of a celebrity endorsement. Although, have you seen that? I didn't buy it because of Taylor Swift, but you mentioned Taylor Swift. And Danny and I were talking about, you know, like the Adidas Sambas, the shoes?
Sure.
Apparently, she's now wearing them, and now they're selling out like crazy. I think they've jacked up the prices. And it's not like they're like Taylor Swift, like version of the Sambas. They're just the regular black Sambas.
Just basic ass Sambas.
And so every once in a while I'll say like, Sambas are available again. I'm like, this is so crazy that because of the shoe she's wearing, there are a bunch of Taylor Swift fans going out to buy the shoe just so they can look like her.
I know, that's why you bought yours, Steve.
I did, yes.
When people make their lips look like a monkey's rectum.
Oh, so we've gone from duck lips to monkey's rectum lips.
I guess so. Nice. I mean, I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind having a little something else extra in there. But some of these lips look really out of control. I wouldn't mind a little lippy lip.
So would you get like have you seen the people that get them that look like they hit like a button and just got inflated?
I don't want it like that. I just want a little juicy in there.
I kind of want you to do that.
Just a little juicy juice.
I saw a couple people over at the Turnstile show last night, which was funny. Like there was a couple girls with like the fully enhanced lips. And I'm like,
I just want partially enhanced.
You just want monkey rectum lips.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Sports betting.
I don't mind that. I don't do it, but I don't mind that.
I remember I tried to do it. And I was like, I won. And then the person I was making the bets through. They're like, well, you got to bet again now. I'm like, why? I won. And like, are you just going to win and take my money? I'm like, yes. Isn't that how betting works?
That's the strategy.
When people get online simply to rage bait. I genuinely do not understand how people get entertainment out of making other people mad or upset.
Did also, you just get British?
I was about to say, did Morgan Freeman all of a sudden get an accent?
I do hate that, though. I'm embarrassed for people that are like that.
You know what the problem is? And I see it a lot in just in all types of pop culture, especially in the world of professional wrestling, where there's these like hot takes. I'm like, that is the dumbest take. There's no way you believe that. And then I see the amount of engagement that they get. And now you can monetize, I mean, for forever, you can monetize your engagement. And I'm starting to realize more and more that there are people that just post stupid takes because they know full well they'll make money off of that take.
Ah, make it stop.
Until like they figure that out, I think we're just going to be full of people with stupid opinions. Mm-hmm. Then again, even if you make no money, people have stupid opinions.
Yes.
Us included.
Big eyelashes. When and why did this become a thing? I thought the point of mascara was to make your eyes look bigger. But these extensions do the opposite.
I mean, yeah, I was an extension girly for like 7-8 years. I got rid of my extensions at the beginning of the summer. I'm back to mascara only, but I do miss those lashes that could cause a wind.
I love when people have like the ridiculous ones that look like they got it at like the Spirit Halloween store. Oh. And I'm like, who are you fooling? You didn't
grow those.
Like, I hope you're at least not going to like try and act like as if those are your actual lashes.
No.
La boo-boos. Before we had La Boo-Boos, there were Furbies, Beanie Babies, Tickle Me Elmos, Sea Monkeys, Pet Rocks. The whole La Boo-Boom thing seems to be a weird adult obsession.
Yeah, Danny.
Loud.
How much do those things cost?
I mean, if you get them from actual Pop Mart, they're only $25, $27. But if you buy them on the resale market, let's not talk about that. Because they're around $80.
It's La Boo-Boos, not La Boo-Boos.
Yeah, guess how many I have now, guys?
Four.
I'm a little worried to ask.
Yeah, we got four, but there's also some that are packaged up for Lily's Christmas.
So are these for Lily or any of these for you?
No, they're all for me. The Lilies are still packaged up. We haven't opened those ones yet.
Oh, okay.
Loud exhaust systems. I just don't understand the point. It doesn't make your car go faster and no one is impressed. Everyone just thinks you're an insecure asshole.
Okay. Wow. It is funny. So that on a freeway, I hate being like stuck in traffic next to somebody who's got one of those loud exhausts. I'm like, what are we doing? Are you racing somebody right now?
They just need attention, Steve. They're starved for attention at home, so they need it on the road.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
No.
Strip clubs.
Okay, that's my cup of tea.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, watch your mouth, Morgan Freeman.
Strip clubs. Granted, I've never been to one, but I've yet to have interest in the first place.
Well, I mean, you need to try it before you knock it.
Exactly.
Yeah. People that say that are just covering for their wife.
Yeah, so
they're just saying they've never been. I've never been there before.
I would never go
I've
there.
Never gotten steak bites at a certain place in Portland
I don't have interest in that.
No, I only get my steak from Applebee's. The Daily Mix
Show. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Some of the stories that come out of the sports world are completely bonkers. And Migs, you dropped a fun fact on Danny and I about how back in the 80s, the Chicago Cubs finally got lights on the stadium so that they could play night games. Before that, it had only been day games at Wrigley Field.
It's so crazy. And then when we were talking about that, we even got a text message. And I did not... I knew this, but I forgot about this because it's a little bit. I was just a little kid when this happened. But back in the 70s, when the Chicago White Sox were playing, they decided, someone texted in and said, I'll never forget the time in the 70s when the White Sox wore shorts as their uniforms for an actual baseball game. Have you ever seen that?
No. Is the crab meat out in full force?
Yes.
Oh, yes, Daddy.
Didn't look at these. Yeah. They got the Chicago White Sox.
I would like to formally start a petition.
Also, their shirts have collars on them. This is a very strange look. They look like they're going to a Catholic high school.
Or like they're rugby players or something. It's so funny.
Yeah, I can understand why they decided to scrap that idea.
Well, you and I are going to have a couple folks on the phone here.
Okay.
Go through some of the more out there stories from the world of sports and see if our listeners know whether these actually happened or not.
All right.
206-803-ROCK. Let's get Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor pulled up. Old Man Kenny.
Morning, guys. Hey, real quick, yesterday's show was incredible. You all were great. But speaking of sports, Migs, you were on your game yesterday. That was an incredible show.
Oh, would be Migs or just in general?
In general. You said
let's go.
Funny stuff, man.
Yeah, you did.
Finally.
It only took 20 years. Finally there. All right,
it
Kenny.
Was a great show.
Thank you, man. That means a lot. Let's put you to the test and see how well you know the weird, wild world of sports. Okay, the first one is a local one. We're titling it the Seattle Kings. Back in 1976, the Seattle Seahawks were almost called the Seattle Kings, but the NBA's Sacramento Kings threatened to sue, so they went with the Seahawks. Did that happen?
No, I can't believe that. The Kings, really? It'd be crazy, but okay, I say no.
No, you are correct. Although they were calling them the Seattle Kings before they made it official as a team. I guess they were referencing them as the Seattle Kings because of?
King Salmon?
King County. Although King Salmon's not a bad one. But then they put it to vote to fans. Then here's the interesting part. I was looking at some of the other names that were up. So obviously the fans voted for the Seahawks. But the other finalists, it feels like a Kraken all over again because, well, the Kraken before the Kraken because one of the options was the Sockeyes. Also, the Mariners were considered as a team name. The Olympics and the Evergreens.
I think we got it right.
Yeah, I think we figured it out. All right, Kenny, let's do another one with you. This one's titled 10 Cent Beer Night. Back in 1974, the Cleveland Indians offered unlimited 10-cent beers. Problem was, fans got wasted, they fought players, and the Cleveland Indians had a forfeit.
Sounds about right for Cleveland.
You are correct. They had streakers, they had fights, they had chaos, and then they stopped doing 10-cent beers.
I can understand why.
Yes.
How about Colin from Maple Valley? Good morning, Colin.
Good morning.
All right, Colin, let's try one on you. This one's titled The Pine Tar Meltdown. Back in 1983, George Brett hit a home run against the Yankees, but the umpires ruled it out because his bat had too much pine tar on it. He lost his mind. He had to be restrained from trying to fight the umpire. Did this really happen?
I'm going to say that one was true.
I'm going to feel old. I remember watching this game as a kid. It was so bad that they had to stop the game. It took like 3 weeks or almost a month before they finished that game because they were debating on whether or not it was okay for them to use that much pine tar.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go with another one here for Colin. Colin, this one's called Fog in the Blackout Final. Back in the 1988 Stanley Cup Finals, a game in Boston was delayed because fog covered the ice. Then the power went out in the building and the game was suspended and replayed.
I think that one is also true.
You are absolutely right. That happened. Again, I remember watching this one as a kid as well.
You are the elder statesman in this
room. I lived these moments, Taryn Daly. Yeah, there was the Bruins taking on the Oilers, and you couldn't see the players on TV because it was the old Boston Garden, and it was like, I guess there was some power issues, some heat issues, and so the ice started like fogging up because it was melting.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, they fixed that ever since then, though.
Well, good.
All right, let me give one for Taryn. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Are you ready?
Yes.
This one's called Disco Demolition Night. Back in 1979, the White Sox blew up disco records on the field during a promotion. It sparked a riot, and the game was forfeited.
I'm going to say that is not true.
Danny, what do you think?
I'm going to go false as well.
You are both
wrong.
Oh, my God, Taryn.
Everyone loves disco.
Fans stormed the field. They tore up the grass. The second game of the doubleheader, they had to cancel it. And I believe it was all set up by our radio station.
That sounds accurate.
I think it was Rick Dees, the old legend in the world of radio. Like, he did this whole disco demolition night. And it didn't turn out how they hoped. Or it did. I mean, he was his name was all over the place because of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, no bad PR. What's the saying?
No PR again? Is bad PR.
There we go.
The Daily Migs Show.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.